fight, row by row. Honey, this garden grow. Come on, chip deep and low. Don't make it fertile ground. Inch by row by row. Please bless these seeds I sow. These keepers stick to low till the rain comes tumbling down. It's not a hard song, it's fairly simple. This will inch by inch, row by row. Gonna make this garden grow. You know, before I sing that song, it reminds me of something. Yeah, I just want to say this, it's got nothing to do with the song, but I don't like them new things that they got, the millimeters and the kilometers and all that stuff. Centimeters and all that. I like inches and feet, yards, miles and stuff like that. Because you can't sing about kilometer by kilometer. It's not as nice as mile by mile. Kilometer don't rhyme with nothing good, but mile rhymes with smile and all that good stuff. So I just want to say that the reason the rest of the world's going crazy and having so much trouble is because nobody like Canada used to be a smart country. Then they started changing all that stuff. Now nobody knows how far they're going on the road. They don't even know how fast they're going no more. Can't tell nothing. You don't even, everything by gas by the liter and stuff. Who knows what a liter is? But not only that, but it's actually done with your own kids. Your kids go to school and they come home, what are they going to say? I want a half a liter of peanut butter and jelly. You know what I'm saying? And then you say, what? They say, what, you dumb? Don't you know what that stuff is? And I look at him and say, I don't know what that stuff is. Then you have to go to school. You know what I'm saying? Creating hardship in America. So I think we ought to throw that stuff out and get back to this stuff. Mental gymnastics every time I'm trying to read where we're going and stuff, how much stuff you're buying. That's the reason they're changing over is so people can give you less and make you pay more for it. That's all they do. Just do it all together line by line, because I like to sing a song together tonight instead of us doing all the stuff up here. So inch by inch, row by row. Let's do it. I remember how you used to learn stuff in school when you were not excited about it at all. But the truth is, people know how to learn that way. So let's just do it that way. We'll just say it like you're totally disinterested. Don't try and be enthusiastic or nothing like that. It'll just ruin it and won't learn nothing. Do it like this. Gonna mulch it deep and long. Gonna make it fertile ground. Let's just do it that far. It's
Choose love, we can choose hate.
If we bring love and hope to our lives, there can be no one we can defy. If we bring love into our hearts, in comes the light, out goes the thank you. seen Ron at the door. Why down? I know it don't look like it, but we already know what we're going to do. And that's the way it is. So all the front guys couldn't have said it any better than that. Now this is a song we used to do a few years ago. I don't remember when we stopped doing it, but I remember about 4 or 5 years ago something happened in America that made me want to sing this song again. And that was, don't be putting thoughts in your head too early. This is a thing called the Freedom of Information Act. And back in those days, just a few years ago now, all of a sudden citizens from around the country could write into the government and find out stuff that they didn't know before. And I decided to write into the government myself to see if they had any information on me that I didn't already know about myself. CIA, and I was really terrible. I kind of measly nothing letter back from the FBI. Just a piece of paper was all crossed off and I couldn't read it. And I was really disappointed because frankly I thought I had done more than that. But life sometimes is filled with disappointments. The CIA, though, was a little kinder to me. They sent me back a piece of, it was a big manila envelope, and in the envelope was a pamphlet that they had sent to agents all over the world. And I opened up that pamphlet, and in the pamphlet was one of my songs printed right there. And when I saw my song printed in the government pamphlet, I started to patriotism and started crawling up my teeth. And it went all the way up to my knees, farther than it ever penetrated me before. And so I thought I'd better sing the song again, in the hopes of inspiring the same kind of patriotism I felt that morning when I opened up the mail. Now I'd like to especially sing it for some of the agents who might be in the audience tonight. Dear, hi, how you doing? And I'd like to sing this song for you because maybe it's an old favorite from when you went out in the field or something. There's an interesting thing. I know the agents, one of the things that agents in the audience will tell you if they could is that it's a lot easier to be an agent today than it used to be years ago. And years ago, it's not like today. Years ago, you had to be a baby when you wanted to become an agent. You had to start when you was real young. And your mom would have to write in, like, "Dear J. Edgar Hoover, my little baby would like to grow up and be an agent someday." And then they'd send them back a pamphlet from Pueblo, Colorado. It says something like 15 ways to train your baby agent. And then you have to wait. You have to wait until the baby shows signs, of like agent tendencies. Then you come in the house running in one day going, "Mama, Johnny's pissing on the barn." Now, that wouldn't necessarily mean you have an agent in the family, because any kid can do that. But that's the critical moment when mom got to open up the pamphlet and ask the crucial question, "What?" Now, if the kid just says, "I don't know, he's just standing there pissing on the barn," you probably don't have an agent in your family. But if the kid says something like, "He's about 4'5" and he weighs about 72 pounds and he's got red denim shoes and he's pissing on the barn, you could have an agent in your family. I'll tell you another thing, most kids are born with agent tendencies, but most of them lose them early in life because they're not rewarded by mom and dad. if you want to have that kind of kid happen for a long time, you got parents making mistakes all the time today, thinking that kids want stuff all the time. Kids need stuff. They need stuff like ice cream. It's not something they want. They need it. And you know it's true because when you get a little older, you know you need burgers and fries. It's not something you want. You may not even like them, but you know you had to have them. And when you get a little older, don't you need beer? You see? That's right. And then there's other things you want. Government knows all about them things. They be happy to supply you with any and all of it, as long as you keep showing ancient tendencies. And so you can imagine out of the billions of babies that applied for these programs years ago, some that ones that made it all the way to the pinnacle, the top, that went through the whole program. And I met one of those guys once when I wrote this song. This man could only be described as a genius agent. He was sitting, they used to set him on airport runways and he would smell airplanes as they was coming in for a landing. Planes would be flying overhead, they'd be coming in and he'd just smell them like that. And he could pick out a guy in any seat, tell you what seat he was sitting in, he'd just call up the gate, he'd call in and say,
there's a man in 36 seats carrying some illegal substance.
And then they'd pick him up at the gate. And I know you might be sitting out there saying, what the hell is he talking about up there? He know, what does he know about government business? He's just a dumb folk singer.
Good friends, I know what I'm talking about.
Because one time I was coming in on an airplane, I was sitting in seat 36C. I was coming in from a foreign land. I had what we used to call illegal substance on my person. Today we call it controlled substance. And I guess that's probably right, because I had it under control. Matter of fact, I had what you might call an inspiration. But we don't call it that no more. Today we call that same feeling paranoia. But back then, we used to call it inspiration. As a matter of fact, closer to America, I was getting more inspiration. And so in the final desperate bit of inspiration, I eat my controlled substance. And there I was. I'm sitting on that airplane in seat 36C, D, E, and F. I was floating right along with that airplane, flying. I remember that plane was going down. But not me! I put my hand up, I thought, up! That plane went, I didn't have to say nothing to anybody. Everybody knew I had power. Everybody knew I had a need to save their lives. They was all looking at me. I don't remember how I got off the plane. I remember I was met by a time tunnel. Come to meet me, and I walked off into the time tunnel, and all of a sudden the same man I had seen in my revelation smelling my plane was now standing right in front of me in the time tunnel. And he had a look in his eye that said, I know you, idiot. I had a look in my eye too. It said, yep. Thank you.
been lying down, yeah. This morning.
about this song is true that I've been telling for a while. Is that the song is a song written by a man who used to be the captain of a slave ship a long time ago. This is a true story, too. And one day that man was coming this way with a boat full of people from Africa. And out in the middle of the ocean, he changed his mind. And he turned the boat around and took everybody back home. He sailed back to America here and started writing these songs. You know, that man might have lived a long time ago, but he's a friend of mine today. Individual people, but that cities and towns, states and countries, continents, the world too. We can't let nothing ever make us afraid to do anything. You know, that's because there's a lot of stuff in this world that needs to be changed around. But if you can't do it for yourself, you can't do it for the world. The man that died this morning did it for himself and for the rest of the world too, as much as one man could. And I hope y'all can do the same in your own life. Good luck to you. I really mean it. Yeah. believe. I'm thinking, look for my name.
Yeah.
about tomorrow.